As is often the case in science, you may not know the name of the Czech chemist, Dr. Antonín Holý, even if your life has been extended or improved by drugs for HIV/AIDS or hepatitis B, for example. Holý's work brought about medicines that helped millions of people with these and many other diseases. His theoretical work on the genetic code in the 1960s preceded any practical application by decades, and his meticulous and principled approach to scientific processes and more than 400 discoveries made him a role model for many and one of the most outstanding modern Czech scientists. The 75-year-old Dr. Holý died on Monday after a prolonged illness, just 2 months after the U.S. Food and Drugs Administration approved a major new drug combination, Truvada, for the treatment of HIV. Earlier today, I spoke with the former chairman of the Czech Academy of Sciences and biochemist Václav Pačes, who first met Antonín Holý in 1965.
He was exceptionally hardworking scientist. He devoted his time 100% to chemistry. That's one thing. But at the same time, he was lucky to find good collaborators. His prime collaborator was Professor Eric de Klerk from Belgium, who had very good tests for testing various kinds of chemical compounds to their biological activity. And they started to collaborate. So Antonín Holý synthesized compounds. Eric de Klerk tested them for various kinds of biological activities, namely for virostatic activities. And in this ping-pong system, so to say, they eventually found these unique compounds with virostatic effect. And they patented this. And they wanted to get it to the patients, of course, but it was very difficult at that time, as you perhaps know, to get a compound, a drug, to the patient. It was tremendous money. And so they get together with John C. Martin, who founded a company, Gilead Sciences, in California. And these three then started to build up slowly but very efficiently a company that eventually pushed all these compounds to the market. And today they are saving lives of millions of people. By the way, this is, I think, something funny to add to it. These three, Antonín Holý, Eric de Klerk, and John Martin, are called by their friends Holy Trinity,
play on words.
Holy Trinity, yes. So Holy Trinity is today something that is well known in this among colleagues of these three people.
Lastly, aside from being a hard worker who devoted himself 100%, as you say, to science, what kind of man was he?
Well, he was ambitious, of course. When he had some results, he wanted to be accredited for them. This is, I think, in the human nature and in the nature of scientists in particular. He was very modest in the way that he never, never went with the results to the public before they were reviewed, peer-reviewed in the editorial boards of the journals and so on and so forth. Sometimes scientists tend to go to the public before they are 100% sure of their results, which is not good. This is very bad. And Antonín Holý, I think, is an example of someone who never did this, who always went to the public after his results were confirmed by others and were published and peer-reviewed. So I think this is also very important characteristics of Antonín Holý.
That was himself, renowned biochemist Václav Pačes there. This is Radio Prague.